Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On this week's episode, we're taking a look at a new health technology tool that could help improve biosimilar utilization and patient care within infusion centers. Many infusion medications are biologic drugs, and juggling multiple biosimilars for the same reference product can place undue burden on infusion centers and result in medication errors, such as accidentally administering a product not covered by a patient's insurance. McKesson's Intrafusion service enables better efficiency within infusion centers and relieves some of the pressure providers and administrators face when trying to manage infusion facilities, including managing biosimilar administration. Today, I'm joined by Cheryl Vaughn, Vice President of Clinical Services at McKesson. She has worked closely with McKesson's Intrafusion team to help develop the tool and has been with the company for over 5 years. She also has over 8 years of experience working as a registered nurse prior to her time at McKesson. Welcome to the show, Cheryl. To start us off, can you tell us what exactly is McKesson's Intrafusion and how can it improve patient care?
So at Intrafusion, we are a full-service infusion management company. Essentially, we go into existing, usually, practices such as neurology or rheumatology, sometimes GI, and we then open an infusion center for that practice. So it helps keep the patients that that practice normally sees and possibly refers out within their own building, within their own space. They can have a better continuity of care for their patients, keep them right there, keep their eye on them. And then the physicians also, you know, can make a profit by doing infusion services right, you know, on their own instead of referring all of their infusion patients out. So we go in and manage their infusion business top to bottom. We literally order furniture and infusion pumps, and we hire and train all the nurses and manage all the staff. We handle all of the revenue cycle for the infusion suite. So literally full service, do everything for them.
Now, you just mentioned training for this tool. What does training for nurses and providers entail? And what does that look like?
Sure. So in terms of training for nurses, we have across the country, we have about 150 nurses, and we are basically always in a training cycle of some kind. So when a new nurse starts, of course, they go through orientation for a few days online, then they have orientation in person with their manager and probably a float nurse that comes and infuses by their side for a couple of weeks. And then they go through some competencies to make sure they're doing everything right and by our SOPs. And then on a monthly basis, we have mandatory trainings and meetings that the nurses have to attend, and they get updated on any new drugs or processes that we have, basically anything new, improved, anything that they need to know, they have a monthly meeting on that. And then of course, as with any healthcare setting, they have annual e-learning that they have to do and pass with a certain level of competency to keep up to date on that. So truthfully, we're kind of always in an education cycle with the nurses and making sure we're providing, you know, top-notch clinical services and safe care for patients.
How can Intrafusion aid providers and administrators?
I mean, we're aiding them by, we're basically managing their entire infusion business. So what that looks like for them is they basically have their own infusion business and make some money off of it and keep their patients right inside their own doors. However, they don't have to do the work. We're handling all of it. We also handle all of the billing and collections and all of that. So truly, they don't have to do anything except provide supervision for our nurses and, you know, keep track of their patient care plans and sit back and enjoy their business, truthfully.
What is the relationship between Intrafusion and payers? Do payers benefit from having this kind of service within infusion centers?
I would say so. In terms of do they benefit, I mean, we're billing and collecting on behalf of the physician or the practice, you know, so we're acting as their manager in that way. In terms of how it can benefit payers, I think my basic understanding would be we know the things that are required by payers in order to get a patient authorized for care. And we're making sure that all of those things are happening right up front so that we're not having problems on the back end in terms of denials and such. So we're experts in knowing what is needed for an infusion patient to get authorized. And I think that benefits everybody all around. You're not wasting time and money and efforts, you know, possibly with a practice who doesn't know that at an expert level. I think that's our way that we benefit the payers and everybody.
What are some of the challenges of running an infusion suite that administers biologics that intrafusion can help mitigate?
Again, I would say that we're the experts in this field in terms of infusion drugs overall, and we know the ins and outs. So whether it's any sort of biologic, infusion drug, biosimilar, anything like that, we know the ins and outs. We know, like I said, exactly how to get a patient authorized and paid for with these drugs, and we know how to infuse them safely, correctly. We're the ones keeping our finger on the pulse of anything in the industry, knowing what's changing, what's new, if there's new drugs on the market, if there's a biosimilar coming out. We're spending all of our efforts and time on infusion, and that's a pretty specific area. And so we're taking that off of, you know, their hands.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic changed the way that infusion centers operate, and how has intrafusion adapted to help them?
I would say, like everyone else, adaptation was key. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody had any SOPs or any sort of policies or processes to deal with COVID. And so we're kind of following the news day by day, looking at what the CDC was doing and adapting our rules, policies, whatever, and working with the practices in terms of making sure we were aligned with their practices as well. How has it changed infusion services? I would say when we were in, you know, the heat of it, it was just a lot of trying to protect our often very ill patients from getting sick while they were in the infusion suite because of anyone there, and having to adapt to that change in schedule. A lot of infusion patients, you know, are every 4 weeks or 8 weeks, and if they miss their medication, they can be in a very serious situation in terms of their functionality and their health. So honestly, managing scheduling was probably the biggest challenge that we had during COVID, because you can have a sick patient, you can have a sick nurse, or you could have a sick physician, and any one of those three had to adjust, you know, their scheduling of their meds. So we just had to go with it. I don't have a real great answer for how, you know, we solved for any of it. Just had to be very flexible. And I would say one of the benefits, if there was any to come out of it, was that everybody had to learn how to work together, you know, the patient, the nurse, the physician, you know, to make the best decisions for the patient. And we're still kind of in that place. You know, things are still coming up. People are still getting sick. But thankfully, it's a lot less now. We're seeing a lot less closures and a lot less patients missing their appointments.
How can intrafusion help manage new therapies, including biosimilars, as they come to market?
We have an entire process for that when we have a new drug coming to market, or even a change in a drug label, or if a practice would like to start infusing a drug that was normally outside of our specialty areas. We go through a process where basically clinically we look at it first and take a look at, is this a safe drug? How do you infuse it? Does it require anything special in terms of monitoring the patient or extra equipment or training for the nurse? So we vet it very carefully clinically first. Honestly, I would say we almost always say yes, we can do this. We're clinicians. We can figure out how to do this new drug. But we want to know all the ins and outs of it and start preparing our education for our nurses or our physicians and patients as well. Of course, then we also vet it in terms of profitability for the practice. We want to make sure that they're not going to be underwater, or if they are, we want to make sure they still want to do it. And then we put out basically a launch. We launch it ourselves. You know, if it's a new biosim, it's a little bit easier because we say, well, this is just like the original drug, and here's our education on it, and here's what we're going to provide patients, you know, when they're, if they're being switched over or whatever. So we provide education for the nurses, our back office staff, you know, the people who get the pre-auths, the people who do the billing, they receive their training. And then we have a group, of course, that our managers go and talk to the physicians and make sure they understand how to order the drug correctly. If there's any particular labs or imaging that we have to keep track of, and make sure that we're all on the same page in terms of how we're going to order the drug, how we're going to get it authorized for care, how we're going to infuse it, and then, of course, making sure it gets paid for. So an entire process for that is kind of one of the more fun things, honestly, that we do.
How can Intravusion help infusion centers manage stocking issues related to carrying multiple biosimilars for the same reference product? We've heard a lot of concerns about this from both administrators and providers.
I will say that where we run in a very efficient way, to be honest, we order drug 3 days out from an infusion. So we have inventory, but we don't have a ton of inventory. So we order specific to each patient on the schedule. So honestly, we just order what we have to order 3 days from when they need it. And in terms of storage and things that look alike, you know, we manage with labels and stickers and different things like that. It comes out and has a sticker based on what the drug is and the lot number and stuff like that. And then they just have literally an inventory that is just enough to serve the patients for the next few days. So it doesn't have patient names, but it's really so limited, depending on the size of the suite, of course, that we know what drug is going to which patient.
Is Intravusion able to assist with therapies that are commonly used off-label, such as bevacizumab products, which are indicated for different types of cancer, but are often used in the ophthalmology space?
That one we actually don't use in Intravusion at all. But it's not to say that there aren't some of our drugs that aren't used off-label. Of course, it's not that we try to avoid that, but we try to be very cautious and careful about that since we are you know, managing their auths and billing and want to make sure the physician is going to get paid and that patients aren't going to end up with a huge out-of-pocket. So yes and no. So we can help and figure out, and we know from the past what works and what doesn't. And then of course, if something is denied, we work with the physician on getting a peer-to-peer and trying to get that reversed. So yes and no.
And lastly, do you have any concluding thoughts?
I would say that I think that this is a business that a lot of people don't know exists in terms of healthcare and managing patients and chronic illnesses. I think that these drugs that we're infusing change lives on a day-to-day basis. And without access to this, it can be very detrimental, again, to patients' functionality and their health overall. These infusion centers and these infusion drugs are keeping people out of wheelchairs, keeping people out of the hospital every day. And it's such a huge impact. So it's interesting that I don't think a lot of people know about it, but it's so important. And, you know, we can go through patient stories after patient stories of, you know, a 50-year-old man who's a regular guy working his job and super active hiking in the mountains and is unfortunately suddenly diagnosed with a neurological disease that impacts him so much that within months he's not even able to feed himself. And then once you get a patient like that on the correct drug, they're back to what they were doing before. They're completely changed. And it's like literally almost miraculous. So it's an area that I think, my personal opinion, deserves a lot more attention, super valuable for a lot of patients out there.
Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. And thank you to our audience for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information on everything we discussed today in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.